Good morning. It's May 3rd, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. After a three-month standoff, TikTok and Universal Music Group have struck a chord with a new licensing deal, bringing back the beats of top artists to the popular app. This agreement turns the volume back up on tracks by SZA, Bad Bunny, Kendrick Lamar, and Ariana Grande, among others, ending a silent period for fans and creators alike. The dispute's resolution reopens TikTok's access to UMG's extensive music catalog, ensuring that previously muted videos will once again play with their intended soundtracks. This move not only delights users, but also marks a significant moment for content creators who rely on the platform to showcase their creativity and reach a global audience. Under the new deal, UMG's artists and songwriters are set to benefit from enhanced monetization opportunities and collaborative campaigns. TikTok, on its part, commits to removing AI-driven music and bolstering the attribution of artists and songwriters, aiming to foster a more supportive environment for music creators. However, the backdrop to this agreement is TikTok's ongoing battle with regulatory challenges in the United States. Concerns over its parent company, ByteDance's links to China, have fueled talks of a potential ban. Despite these uncertainties, the deal is expected to significantly boost Universal's revenue. From TikTok to 200 million euros, underscoring the vital role music plays in the app's ecosystem and pointing towards a lucrative future for both parties involved. May 2024 is shaping up to be a banner month for Disney Plus subscribers, with a roster of releases that's as diverse as it is exciting. From the return of beloved franchises to the addition of classic films, there's something for everyone. The headliners of the month include the premiere of Doctor Who Season 14 and the animated series Star Wars Tales of the Empire, both of which are set to launch on May 4th. These titles are eagerly awaited by fans, promising new adventures in their respective universes. But that's not all. Disney Plus is also rolling out new seasons of The Kardashians, Welcome to Wrexham, and Monsters at Work Season 2. These additions ensure that subscribers have a wide variety of genres, from reality TV to animated comedy, to keep them entertained. For those with a taste for nostalgia, Disney Plus is adding several classic films to its catalog. These include the original 1970 film Let It Be by the Beatles, Queen, Rock Montreal, which captures an iconic concert by Freddie Mercury and the band, and a documentary about the Beach Boys. These films not only offer a trip down memory lane, but also celebrate the legacies of some of the most influential music acts of the 20th century. Disney Plus is encouraging its viewers to share their excitement on social media platforms, fostering a community of fans who are eager to dive into these new and classic offerings. Additionally, for those looking to stay on top of all the latest releases across various streaming platforms, the Don't Miss List newsletter and a comprehensive streaming guide website are available. This ensures that fans won't miss out on any of the action, making May 2024 a month to remember for Disney Plus subscribers. In a turn of events that has reignited conversations around accountability in Hollywood, Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction has been overturned, paving the way for a new trial set for September 2024. The New York State Court of Appeals made a 4-3 decision, pointing to the inclusion of witness testimonies unrelated to the original charges as the basis for this significant reversal. This development has stirred varied reactions, emphasizing the complexities of legal battles in high-profile cases of sexual misconduct. The defense team for Weinstein, the 72-year-old former Hollywood mogul, has welcomed the decision for a new trial, stressing the importance of having a fair judge preside over the proceedings. This stance underscores the legal strategies at play as Weinstein seeks to navigate the accusations against him. Meanwhile, key witnesses, including Jessica Mann and Mimi Haley, have voiced their readiness to testify once again, indicating a retrial is highly probable. Weinstein is concurrently working to appeal a 16-year prison sentence in California for charges similar to those he faced in New York. This parallel legal challenge adds another layer to Weinstein's attempts to contest the accusations of sexual misconduct that have dogged him for years. The appellate court's ruling has not only dismayed the women who courageously came forward against Weinstein, but also highlighted the enduring influence of the #MeToo movement in advocating for justice and accountability. Moreover, the implications of this ruling extend beyond Weinstein's case, with potential effects on the hush money trial against former President Donald Trump, illustrating the broader legal and societal ramifications. Despite facing serious health issues and remaining in custody, Weinstein's ongoing legal battles serve as a stark reminder of the ongoing struggle against sexual misconduct, underscoring the significance of due process and the pursuit of justice in such complex and sensitive matters. Get ready for a return to the grocery aisles with a twist, as Amazon Prime Video announces the premiere of Sausage Party: Foodtopia. This spin-off from the raucous 2016 film is set to drop all 8 episodes on July 11th, inviting fans for a binge-watching feast. The series promises to reunite viewers with the beloved, albeit controversial, characters as they embark on a quest to build a utopian society. The original cast members, including Seth Rogen, Kristen Wiig, Michael Cera, and David Krumholtz, are making a comeback, ensuring the series retains the humor and spirit of the film. They're joined by a slate of newcomers, such as Will Forte, Natasha Rothwell, Sam Richardson, and Yasser Lester, adding fresh voices to the mix. However, fans will notice the absence of Salma Hayek's lesbian taco character, and Twink, the gay Twinkie, marking a significant change in the cast lineup. Behind the scenes, Conrad Vernon takes the helm as director, with Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg leading the production team. This collaboration between Annapurna Television, Sony Pictures Television, and Amazon MGM Studios signals a strong backing for the series, promising high production values and creative storytelling. As anticipation builds, audiences are advised to keep an eye out for the first look teaser, expected to drop in the coming weeks, offering a glimpse into the animated chaos that Sausage Party: Foodtopia will unleash. In a striking legal move, Dan Schneider, known for his tenure as a Nickelodeon producer, has taken a stand against allegations made in the documentary series Quiet on Set. This series, streaming on Discovery Plus, has sparked controversy by suggesting Schneider engaged in sexual abuse of child actors, a claim he vehemently denies. The documentary draws on interviews with former actors and crew members who describe a workplace rife with toxicity and inappropriate behavior towards young teens. Schneider, in response, asserts his innocence, emphasizing that the accusations have not only tarnished his reputation, but compelled him to pursue legal action. He acknowledges regret over certain past behaviors, but categorically denies any criminal wrongdoing. The crux of Schneider's lawsuit lies in his demand for financial reparation and a call for the documentary's removal or significant editing. He argues that the series' implications have led to a loss of professional opportunities and deals, causing irreparable harm to his career. Meanwhile, Nickelodeon, where Schneider once wielded considerable influence, has opted to remain neutral. The network has expressed its inability to verify claims from years past, but reaffirms its dedication to maintaining a safe and professional environment for its staff. This legal battle underscores not just a personal quest for vindication, but also raises questions about accountability and the impact of media portrayals on individuals' lives. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.